Big questions for little hearts.
Who is God?
Were Jesus and God different? Why can't I see God?
How do we know he's real if we can't see him?
Where's heaven?
What does heaven look like? How can Jesus fit inside my heart?
Join me, Charlene Sagan, special guest and teacher with over 30 years experience, Wendy Rind. We'll discuss how to approach these challenging conversations and how to best represent the heart of God to our children.
Big questions
for little hearts.
I'm joined here by Wendy Rind. She is the owner of Patches Play School. She's been working with young children for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so she is just helping us unpack this big questions for little hearts and helping us just simplify it, but also get back to basics. So can you remind us just of a few very important things from last week?
Yes. For these little ones, you really want to awaken a hunger for learning. Mm. You want to encourage them to seek and search out God. You want to teach them how to think, and you don't want to tell them what to think. Mm. And I think to do this, you can ask questions, two questions, yeah, instead of answering them.
Yeah.
So, and in all your questions, make God very big.
Yeah.
You know, their view of God very big. Journey with them, research with them together, experience the reality of God together. What a beautiful time that you can have with your little one. Mm. Be aware of your own defaults, your own default thinking, your own formation, your own views, and your own fears.
Yeah, so good. I think the thing that stood out to me the most last week was just this reminder that it starts with me. It starts with my view of God, yeah, my journey with God, and I can have all the answers in theory, but really I need to have that authentic connection with God first. Mm. And then also that thing of be okay to say, I don't know. It's so important,
yeah,
to not always have the answers and rather, like you say, go and journey with them and go and research together and be curious together. So if you missed out on last week's really amazing chat, I'd love for you to go onto our podcast section on the website and go and listen to that, just so you can understand the context of this conversation and just have a very strong foundation for why we say what we say. So we're going to get into today's topic, which is who is God and all the questions related to that. So we're talking about who is God today, and there's many different versions of this question. Maybe who is God, or are Jesus and God different? Who is Jesus? You know, are they the same person? And how can Jesus fit inside my heart? Why can't I see God? You know, your children's questions, they might ask it in different ways, but it all comes down to the same foundational question, which is who is God? Mm. Who is he? And yeah, just kind of a curiosity about who's this God we speak of. So Wendy, would you please just help us just lay a foundation for approaching this kind of question?
Yeah, and I'm sure parents all are hearing this and saying, oh, okay, I know who God is. And they've got that cookie cutter answer all lined up, you know, in their mm-hmm. head, ready to blurt out, you know, kind of a few word answers. And you can answer these questions based on your view of God. Yeah. And remember, your view of God will form your little one's view of God.
Yeah.
And your view of God and who God is will be your interpretation,
yes,
and your experience mm. of who he is to you personally.
Mm.
But we really want to get back to what is your little one's personal experience of God. So just an option is when you hear that little question, well, big question, who is God? Maybe start with answering the question with a question. Who do you think God is? And who is God to you, to your little one? You know, children learn experientially. So let's do a little practical exercise. Think about someone you know really well that is in your life, that you see every day, that you hear their voice, you know what they're thinking and feeling, you share their joys, you overhear them in conversation, you miss them when they're not around, you know them really well.
Mm.
You can talk about anything to them, you feel safe in their presence and loved, you know them really well. Okay, now think about who in your life fits that description.
Yeah.
And now think about someone who you've heard about in history and learnt about at school, or someone you know about and you know everything about them, but you've never met them.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask, who is God to you? Would he be like that person you know really well, that you know everything about, that you see, you feel, you experience every day?
Yeah.
Or is it the one you've just heard about and you've learnt about, but you've never met and you haven't experienced? So what would come to your mind when I ask you, who is God to you?
That's such a good starting point, because then you, like we said last week as well, then you get an idea of where they're at.
Yeah.
And then you can speak to that specifically, or you can explore that perspective.
So what would come to your mind when you as parents are asked, who is God to you? Would it be a picture of an old man sitting on a throne with a long gray beard, looking at the earth under his feet, ready to punish it? And, would your first thought of God be an experience of him showing himself to you, or an aspect of himself to you?
Mm.
Or would it be a scripture verse or scripture verses that you have memorized and read, and it's become alive to you? Would it be someone's interpretation spoken about him to you?
Mm.
Would it be the community you gather together with to hear about him? You know, what would your view of God be for yourself?
Mm.
And when I think about who God is, for me, the first thing that pops into my head is I recall a physical experience of his overwhelming, full, unconditional, benevolent love all over me, you know, thick and heavy, while walking home from school one day when I was younger.
Mm.
And then when I lost someone close to me, that same experience. And then when I traveled overseas on my own, that same experience of God's amazing, overwhelming love.
Yeah.
You know, when I sat alone in my little house, I felt that.
Yeah.
So I can say without a doubt that God is love, because I have experienced, and it's not just a feeling.
Yeah.
It's a reality of his presence and his and who he is, because he is love. So
yeah.
For kids, they need to experience that for themselves.
Mm.
And so, yes, definitely give your experience to your little one, but go on a journey with them to experience him for themselves.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's so important that you say, who do you think God is, to have that conversation, and not just put a picture in their head. It's like, it kind of reminds me of kids just watching TV instead of reading books. Like, they don't have, they're just being told what to imagine.
Yes.
Where when you have that conversation and you allow that mystery, you create space for them to really tap into, or what do they feel in their hearts? And maybe God's already revealed himself to them in a way that is different from what you might think.
Yeah, definitely. I think we limit God so much.
Yeah.
In speaking to these little ones, when I ask them questions, they are full of God answers and God experiences.
So beautiful. Now, in answering this question of who is God, or trying to have this conversation, I think it's important to remember that we would spend our entire lifetime trying to discover who God is, because God is so, so many things. God is love, God is powerful, and he's a big God. He's also a gentle spirit. Like, there's so many aspects to who God is. So when we explain this to our children or have this conversation, it's important to not put it in a box or just try to describe one aspect of who he is, because he's so many things, and it's going to be a journey for them to discover it. But one aspect you spoke about, Wendy, is this thing of that God is love. Can you explain that?
Yeah, and just helping them to experience that God is love, the practical experience of that. For me, it's been a practical experience, a tangible experience, and something I've experienced. And I think that's what faith is. Faith, the kind of the root meaning of faith is, I'm persuaded into confident trust.
Yeah.
Knowing who he is, I'm persuaded.
Yeah.
You know, he's got me. He's persuaded me. I'm confident in who he is.
Yeah.
And that is faith.
Yeah.
And God gives that to us.
Mm.
And so, so we can always answer questions from our own experiences.
Mm.
But until they experience God for themselves, it's hearsay.
Yeah.
It's secondhand, you know.
Mm.
It's indirect. It's through a veil.
Yes.
So we want them to experience God for themselves. And how are we as parents experiencing God in our personal, tangible way?
Yeah.
In our lives, you know? And are we displaying that experience of God to our little ones?
Yeah.
And so it's not a heavy, you know? Mm. It's just an encouragement for us to get to know God better, not in a works way, but in a relationship way,
yeah,
and in a connection way. You know, getting our connection strong before we try and expect our little ones to connect with Him.
Yeah, I think it's so good. Like as you say that, I think about a moment where I was with the kids, and I think we saw something beautiful in nature, maybe a rainbow or something. And you know, in that moment, I was just like, "Oh, God is so creative," you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's in doing life and in those moments where we, like you say, we acknowledge, we actually see this thing of God, and our kids watch us, you know, as we point these things out. And so God is in nature, and it's like, wow, like what a great interaction I had with that person. I can see Jesus in them. And that's actually how they start to see God everywhere. And they see who God is in people and in nature and in these experiences.
Exactly. So little ones learn experientially. They find out about who God is through their five senses and by example. So their reference to God or of God is you, the ones closest to them, the ones around them, what they see, what they hear, what they experience with their physical senses. We can rattle off the characteristics of God until we blue in the face. But until these little ones really see that Spirit of God in us, they have no reference.
Yeah.
So to answer kind of a question like, are Jesus and God different? Ask the question, which Jesus are you talking about? You know, what expression of Jesus are they thinking about? Are they thinking about the little baby in a manger? Are they thinking about the one that was before time, you know, and who is God?
Mm.
And, you know, are they thinking about the Jesus, the Messiah in his white robes and sandals, you know, or are they talking about the Spirit of God? You know, what expression of Jesus are they referring to?
Yeah.
And you can ask them that and help them to realize that they're one and the same, but there's different expressions.
Yeah.
And so John 1 really is a profound, beautiful verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you just see that, yes, Jesus was before time, and he is God.
Mm, I love it. And just to repeat what we said earlier, because I think it is so important, is to understand that this will be a lifelong journey for your children as they discover God. So again, it's okay to say, I don't know, or let's discover it together. Let's find opportunities to see God, you know, let's look for it together. And I love what you said about the five senses, even getting them to draw a picture. Then you start to see, like, how do they see God? How do they see Jesus? Like, how do you, my little girl, when you had the little quiet time at school, she drew, like, God holding her hand, you know. So for her, it was like this connection, like, he's a friend.
He's with me.
He's with me. So I think just that experiential thing is so important, because then it becomes more real and tangible to them. Because like you say, talking about the characteristics of God can be very abstract for children. They don't really understand these things until they experience it with their senses. I love it. So one common question that I think children ask is, how could Jesus possibly fit inside my heart? How does he get in there? So Wendy, please guide us. How do we approach a question like this?
Yeah, because, you know, their way of thinking, they're thinking of, you know, Jesus as a person.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful thing. Mm. But the concept of Jesus living in our hearts, and, you know, does it even say that in Scripture, that he lives in our heart, or does it say we are in him and he is in us?
Yes.
You know? It's, otherwise, they think like literally.
Yes.
There's 100%. My heart beating, and there he is sitting in it with his robes and shoes and sandals and long beard, you know. So take them on a journey of discovering the physical and the spiritual world, you know, our human kingdom and the kingdom of God. And talk about, you know, that we don't only have our physical senses, but we have a spirit that wants to connect to God.
Yeah.
And that spirit can see God and can hear God. And then practice with them hearing God.
Yeah.
Ask them what he's saying to them.
Mm.
You know, practice using your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes with them. And you know, don't always teach them how to ask in prayer, but teach them how to listen in prayer.
So good.
And spend time doing that.
Mm.
I mean, we have a little saying in school, you know, God is with me and you too, even when I'm on the loo. And it's very cute, and they love it, you know, and they just, it's something you remember, you know. It's a way of living.
Yeah.
You live with God all the time.
Yes.
Even in the loo.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love that, like, thing of understanding that we're body and spirit.
Yeah.
And you think your kids wouldn't understand that, but I actually said that to my 7-year-old the other day, and he was like, oh, okay. Cause, you know, I can't remember what the question was, but he actually just accepted the fact that there's a part of us that you can't see.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that was such a great thing to see, that our kids are actually wanting to learn, and they actually have a lot more faith than we think. You know, don't question.
God shows them these things, man, and makes it very normal for them.
Yeah.
And we complicate it.
Totally.
So because little ones learn experientially, asking questions like, can breath live in you? You know, can God's spirit live in you?
Mm.
Take them into nature and ask questions. Can the wind live in the trees and in the grass and in the flowers? You know, how do you see it? Mm. How do you see the wind in the flowers? How do you know it's there?
Yeah.
How do you know breath is in you? And how do you know breath can live in you?
Yeah.
And ask these questions, even in the bath. Like, ask, how can water live in the sponge?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, soak up water in a sponge and squeeze it out, you know. Can the Holy Spirit live in you like this? Can the Spirit of God live in you?
Mm.
And I've got a little jingle that we also say is, I'm in him and he's in me, just like the wind that I cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
And like the wind that I cannot see, his Spirit lives in me. And just that kind of practical application helps them a lot. You know, that they will say, why can't I see God with my natural eyes?
Mm.
And ask them what they can see with their natural eyes that help them see God.
Mm.
Ask questions about people serving and caring for the poor. Take them into nature to see God the Creator. You know, we see him in scriptures, in the gospel. We see God in people that love him and live for him. You know, take your little one outside and sit in all that God has made, and help them to feel what he has made, see what he's made, you know, hear and experience what he's made. And everything was made in him and through him and by him, and everything he made was good. So, you know, expose them to that. A little jingle we also say is, everywhere I go, I see, and then the kids all shout, you know, I see you. In the birds that sing, I see you, you know, and it's a great, like, little chant, yeah. You know, in the grass that grows, I see you, in the wind that blows, in the flowers that bloom, in all the things you made, I see you. We are representatives of him and yes. made in his image. So we are their first view of God.
That's so beautiful. I love that little jingle. I'm going to make note of that and use that. Again, this is so beautiful and so authentic, and just it's like this organic, maybe that's not the right word, but it's just this very natural, real relationship with God that we're nurturing,
yeah,
helping
it's like
them to
childlike way.
Exactly. Seeing God. And yeah, this is just so encouraging for me as a parent, and I hope it is for you too. What a great conversation we've had, and I've just loved this conversation because it's not, like you said in the beginning, it's not this cookie cutter answer thing. It's really this authentic, real connection and journey with God, and that's what we want for our kids. We want them to truly know God and have a relationship with him so that they don't depart from it, yeah. as the word says. But Wendy, can you kind of just give us a reminder or just the final perspective on this topic yeah. as we approach this kind of conversation?
Yeah, I just think we must remember God is so big, and what a beautiful journey to go on with your child, searching him out and not just giving the answers to the questions, but helping them to actually experience the reality of God.
Yeah.
And it's like talking about going to Disneyland and seeing the pictures, but then actually grabbing their hands and going there and riding on the rides and hearing the sounds and the laughter and experiencing the smells and the food and seeing the different Disney characters and in real life for themselves with their own little hearts and minds and eyes.
Yeah. And I want to encourage you as we kind of just wrap up this conversation, I want to encourage you, one, like Wendy said, answer questions with questions so that you know where your child is at. And I think that'll give you a lot of perspective or insight into how you can approach the conversation with them. Yeah. You know, maybe they experience God in a more like in nature, and then you go on walks with them. You know, let's go for a walk at Fairy Glen Nature Reserve. Like, you can get creative if you really know your child. And then I also want to encourage you to pray and ask God to give you wisdom. The Holy Spirit says that it will give us wisdom whenever we ask for it. So sometimes we don't know how to approach it, but take a moment to just ask God to show you how to do this. And sometimes you get this idea in your head and you never thought of it that way. And we need to be creative with this, because sometimes it takes a little bit of work to get to your child's heart or to understand how to get to them. And so the Holy Spirit can help you with that.